The Magellanic penguin is named after Ferdinand Magellan, who discovered the Straits of Magellan in South America and the route from the Atlantic to the Pacific. You can sail the straits and meet the penguins by joining a trip on board the Via Australis. Javier Solis is an expedition guide.
The one that we'll get to see the most, and of course in big quantities, is the Magellanic penguin. Sphenicus magellanicus is a scientific name.
And how would you recognize this penguin?
Mostly because of the stripes that it has on the chest. Also, something that is really noticeable is the size, which is about half a meter. They are not absolutely enormous penguins, but they're easier to recognize mostly because of, as I mentioned, the stripes that it has on the chest and the white belly and the dark back.
If you're going to visit the area and you particularly want to see penguins, what time of year do you have to come?
December, January. Remember, September is the time when the male arrive and then the female, they start procreating life. But by December and January, we should have the chicks and the adults all at once. So that's the time where you have the most variety. You have the chicks, you have the juvenile, and you also have the adults.
What's the life cycle of a penguin? What kind of activities do they do through the course of their year?
Well, they get to land in September. That's when the males arrive. Then we have the females arrive. After that, we have them procreating life. By January, we already start seeing the chicks that have already hatched. And then in 2 months, the chicks are going to be an adult size. Remember, they only need about 60 days or 2 months in order to get from the chick size to the adult size, which is of about half a meter. Once they reach that, they change the feathers and it's time for them to depart and go once again to the coast of Brazil or the coast of Peru, always remaining on the water as they are pelagic birds. The only times they're going to be outside of the water is when they are reproducing and changing feathers. That goes from September till April. They go to land, they go to the same colony, the same nest most likely, the same mate that they had the previous year, and then they're going to reproduce. Once they are done reproducing, they're going to feed themselves for a whole week. For a long time, they're going to gain lots of weight, mostly because they had to use too much energy in order to keep the chicks alive. I mean, they gave nearly 70% of all of the food that is on their belly to the chicks, and they only feed with 30% of the whole food that they gather. So once they have already filled up their stomach for a long time, they're going to remain outside of the water for a whole week, and that week they're going to use it in order to change the feathers. And once they have already changed the feathers or molted, that's when they're going to be able to get inside of the water once again to feed themselves. Because while they're in the middle of it, where they're in the middle of changing feathers, they cannot get inside of the water because they're not waterproof yet.
And what is it that makes them waterproof?
What makes them waterproof mostly is something that they have on the tail. There is a gland that is called the uropygial gland, which they secrete the best Gore-Tex the human being has never been able to invent yet. They're going to shake their tail a little bit. They're going to grab with their beaks this oil that is secreted by the uropygial gland, and they're going to smear it on the parts of the body that they believe they're not completely waterproof. That's really the main reason why they are waterproof. I mean, they need to be waterproof in these type of temperatures. If we consider that the average temperature of the water here in Patagonia is from 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, it's quite cold. You may understand that they do need to be waterproof and somewhat insulated.
That's Javier Solis, an expedition guide on board the Via Australis. For more information, see australis.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.